An American grand jury ruling has resulted in new violence in the city of Ferguson, Missouri. The jurors decided not to charge a white police officer who shot and killed an unarmed African-American teenager last August. The decision was announced late Monday, more than 3 months after the shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown. His death led to weeks of angry demonstrations and riots in Ferguson. The grand jury had 12 members, all private citizens. Their job was to decide whether criminal charges should be brought against police officer Darren Wilson. The grand jury decided there was not probable cause to charge him in the death of Michael Brown. Bob McCullough is a lawyer for the St. Louis County government.
They determined that no probable cause exists to file any charge against Officer Wilson and returned a no true bill on each of the 5 indictments.
Mr. McCullough said the police officer claimed he was hit by Michael Brown and that they struggled. He said witnesses told the grand jury that the teenager took aggressive action against the officer.
This came at him in a full charge, and that as Officer Wilson fired shots at him, Mr. Brown stopped, and Officer Wilson stopped shooting, and as Mr. Brown started charging at him again, those are his words, his testimony, Mr. Wilson started shooting again.
After the grand jury decision was announced, President Barack Obama spoke at the White House. He called for calm and appealed to police to show care and restraint in controlling peaceful protest.
I join Michael's parents in asking anyone who protests this decision to do so peacefully.
But the reaction was anything but peaceful back in Missouri. A crowd gathered near the headquarters of the Ferguson Police Department. Police officers used smoke and tear gas to break up the demonstration. Some protesters reacted by setting fire to police cars and throwing objects at officers. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar said the protesters set fire to more than 10 buildings and that most were destroyed.
Those are businesses that may never come back. So, frankly, I'm heartbroken about that. Now, the good news is we've not fired a shot. As far as I know, we don't have any serious injuries to police officers. They're banged up a little bit with rocks. One lieutenant from the patrol got hit in the head with a glass bottle. But we don't have any serious injuries. As far as I know, we haven't caused any serious injuries tonight.
The police chief said officers arrested nearly 30 people during the unrest. U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder said the federal government continues to investigate the shooting. He said federal investigations are exploring whether the Ferguson Police Department is involved in unconstitutional activities. Mr. Holder called the death of Michael Brown a tragedy. In his words, far more must be done to create enduring trust between law enforcement and the communities they serve. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly. Words in this story. Jury, noun, a group of people chosen to decide what is true in a trial. Charge, verb, to accuse someone of something, usually a crime. Noun, a statement in which someone is accused of something. Riots, noun, violent action by a large group of people. Witnesses, noun, people who saw and can tell about an action or event, sometimes in a court of law. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.